Thanks for being with us. Toys aren't just for kids. This year, for the first time, consumers 18 and older surpassed toddlers to become the biggest demographic for toy purchases. Here's Betty Lynn Fisher, consumer reporter at USA Today. Betty, what's going on?
What's going on right now is nostalgia, or trying to like remember your childhood. Really sells. And so I was, thinking about this story, and found an eBay seller, who all he does, he's 38 years old. He quit his job serving in a restaurant during COVID, and his dad was an antiques dealer, and he kind of started dabbling a while ago. But now all he does is buy and sell vintage or nostalgic toys, kind of from the 80s are a little iffy right now because a lot of people already have their 80s toys, but like 90s and zeros and tens, he's making over $100,000 just selling these toys to people on eBay. And they're not they're to adults, and for them not to necessarily play with, but like put on a shelf and just remember about their childhood.
Wow. I was going to say, what is the draw here for those folks who like this type of thing?
Yeah, so I also talked to a professor of psychology, and then also James Zahn, editor-in-chief of the Toy Book, which is an industry publication. And, this has to do with the feeling of kind of simpler times. And, both of them were saying nostalgia has always been there, right? You think about people who collected tractors or trains or things like that. But really in the last 10 years, and especially with COVID and kind of people reevaluating or kind of reminiscing about, life, it turned into a business. It turned into, instead of just collecting silver spoons or postcards or wherever you're going on vacation just to have a collection, it turned into people who, there are still resellers who, want to buy these things and then turn around and make some good money. But there are people who, again, just want maybe these G.I. Joe figures that they remember playing with, and they put them on a shelf so they can look at them. Wow. And some of them are also, buying them to let their kids play with them. But it seems like it's not as much.
How about that? We're speaking with Betty Lynn Fisher, national consumer reporter at USA Today. Her piece is called "For Some Toy Sellers, Packing Shelves with Nostalgia Pays Off." What I thought was interesting, too, is that you said it kind of can bridge generations.
Right. Right. Yeah, this eBay seller was telling me that he feels like his buyers are in their 20s to maybe their 50s, and again, some buying just to, buy to have. But he, he talked to a woman who was buying some Polly Pockets, which amazingly, my daughter's 24 and played with Polly Pockets, but, he's selling some of these little Polly Pockets sets for $400, $500. I don't know if the woman that he spoke to bought one of those expensive ones, but she says she just buys, some toys that she remembers from childhood for her kids every Christmas. And so, like, she's one where she's buying it to share those memories or have those memories together with her kids.
That's really cool. So what's hot? You referenced Polly Pockets. What else?
They were saying, Hot Wheels are always big, these action figures, Legos. I mean, think about Legos. You've got these little Lego sets, but, you've got these Star Wars Lego sets that, or other sets that go for a couple hundred bucks.
Thanks, Betty. Betty Lynn Fisher, consumer reporter at USA Today. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.